Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to ft.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast, episode 1069. It's Thursday, the 17th of May, 2018. By the way, check out our new podcast series if you haven't already. You can find that at voxmarkets.co.uk/businesslives. And this is where we chat to high-profile, successful people in the world of business. All right, voxmarkets.co.uk/businesslives. Okay, on today's podcast, Paul Welsh, President and CEO of SDX Energy. That's SDX ticker, of course. And Paul discusses their financial and operating results for the 3 months ended the 31st of March 2018. And an excellent improvement upon last year's as well. And he reckons it's going the same way for the next 3 months. Also on the podcast, Paul Angelatos, Senior Vice President and General Manager of Fleet at Seeing Machines, SEE ticker, talks about the extended agreement for a further 2,500 units of the company's fleet product Guardian. And I have Michael Masterman, Chairman of W Resources, WRES. Michael goes over progress at the company as highlighted by their new presentation, which has been released today. And as always, I have the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours, and the top five most liked RNSs too.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Paul Welsh, President and CEO of SDX Energy. That's SDX. Paul, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me this morning, Justin.
Now, you've had an operational update, and we'll get to that in a bit. The figures look very good. By my takings, it's double or even triple-digit increases, percentage-wise. But for people listening right now who are not familiar with SDX or new to the podcast, can you summarize the business, please?
Sure. So we're an E&P producer focused on North Africa. We have 3,500 barrels a day, with 2,500 coming from Egypt and 1,000 barrels a day coming from Morocco. We are the only producing company in Morocco. And again, that's 1,000 barrels a day or 6 million cubic feet. So your listeners can think of us as the ExxonMobil of Morocco.
Excellent stuff. All right. That's a good title, a good label. So let's go through some of the figures here, not all of them, of course, because quite a lot there, but they look to be, you know, majorly improved since 2017, haven't they?
Yeah, no, I think that's right. And I think it's partly because, you know, we finally have digested this acquisition we did of Circle back in January of that year. So you know, we've gotten a lot of success behind us in Morocco through the drill bit and also in Egypt, and it's coming through now in the cash generative aspects of the business. So if you look at something like net cash generated from operating activities, you know, in 2017 in this quarter, it was $3 million. Now we're 11. Now, we get a little bit of help from pricing, but not that much. It's really to do with focusing on the business, delivering more volumes, keeping your eye on costs, that sort of thing. So it's, yeah, it's good there. And, you know, netbacks are up by 50%. So everything's headed in the right direction. We signed, you know, new gas contracts. Our gas prices went from, you know, $8.10 per MMBTU in Morocco up to $10.50. So a lot of things are finally coming together after having done what was a pretty substantial acquisition about a year ago. So it's a really good quarter for us. And we also have a lot of activity ongoing, which hopefully we'll talk about here in a minute. But yeah, we expect it, the good story to continue for the remainder of the year at least.
Yeah, well, listen, this is 3 months ended March 31st. And even like you said, you've got a lot of activity going on. So you are, it's not as if you're not spending money. You're still accruing money. So you're building money. I mean, what, this time last year, 2017, you had 21.1 million, I think, in dollars. Now you've got 29.3. So you are building a cash pile there as well.
Yeah, that, I think that's important because, you know, we say we're generating cash on a monthly basis, you know, between $3 and $4 million. You know, even though, as you point out, we're spending it, we're definitely generating it. And I think also we just, you know, we put out our year ends, and at the year end, we had $25.8 million. So just between, you know, December 31st and March 31st, we've, you know, improved our net cash position by almost $4 million. So it's it's a good position. Obviously, with the oil prices increasing, that certainly helps. But the other thing, too, is that we've done this, and also, as you remember, Justin, we don't have any debt, right? So we are debt-free. So, again, if whatever happens to the price, you know, we are in a very, very solid position to move the company forward. So everything that we discuss, everything we talk about, we have the cash resources necessary to do it in-house. We don't have to go out to the market for any support. So we're really thankful and I think very positive on that. That, you know, what that forces us to do is live within our means, right? So we generate the capital, we put it back into the business, we don't go out and borrow and do things crazy. We just really focus on making our numbers.
Yeah. Okay. Well, like I said, these are the first 3 months of the year, so, but I know this year is quite an exciting year for you. So going forward, are you hoping this will improve even more?
Yes, definitely. I mean, again, there's only one little blip in the numbers in that the production in North Wisconsin was down. So, you know, at the end of the quarter, so we were making, you know, 3,000 barrels a day across the group, and we should have been 3,500. Well, now we're back up. So we've rectified that situation. The issue there was the late startup of a drilling program. The drilling program was supposed to start in January. It didn't start till March 3rd. And so now, to compensate for that, not only do we have one rig drilling, we have two rigs drilling in that field, plus a workover unit. So, you know, we expect to see that production go up to 4,400 barrels a day. In the case of Macedo, you know, we have guided the market that we're going to produce 3,800 barrels a day. And this is gross from that area in 2018. At one point during the quarter, when we just were turning on some wells, we hit over 5,000 barrels a day. So our view is we're going to see how things perform, and then mid-year we're going to update everybody as with regards to guidance. So we think, particularly in Macedo, we have some room to move that number forward, which we hope we can do. And then we also have put out a new presentation on our website, and I would encourage everybody to have a look at it. In that, we've done two things. Firstly, we've shown people the Macedo structure map for the first time. And as we've talked in the past, we had some offsetting acreage that was held by a competitor who has now drilled some wells. So we can show people the map. And we've also put out there what we believe is a fair market value of the company from a NAV perspective. And so, you know, there's lots of broker notes out there, and there's lots of people who write on us and you know, put targets. You know, we've allowed people to look at what we think the business is worth. And even though the share price has definitely moved in the right direction, you know, we think we're valued at a half to a third of where we should be. So a lot of new information for someone that's not familiar with the story on the website today.
Yeah, well, I mean, is your target still around about 8,000 barrels a day towards the end of the year? Is that right?
That hasn't changed, yeah. And that's primarily going to come from South Dussuk. So here, as you know, we've had a couple of discoveries. We filed a development plan that's been approved by the state. And so we're going to turn on late in the fourth quarter about 50 million cubic feet a day, or roughly 8,000 barrels a day of production gross. Again, we have 50% of that. So that combined with the growth in our other assets allows us to exit 2018 at 8,000 barrels a day when we're producing about 3,500 now. So that's the big push for 2018 is to get that field up and running. And in that regard, you know, we're drilling Kelvin at the moment, which is the second exploration well. The first one, Ibn Yunus, was successful. Ibn Yunus is just about to be tested, so I hope within the next week or so we can discuss some test results there. In addition to that, in Morocco, we've had two successes. In the presentation that we put out today, we've quantified the volumes associated with those two discoveries as well. So we had a 9-well program targeting 13 BCF of gas in Morocco over the last 6 months. The last two wells, we delivered about 15 BCF. And again, this gas is worth, you know, $10 in MCF. So 15 BCF is about $150 million worth of value there. So it's a good story. And with that, the last Moroccan whale, we're just about to test that as well. So before the end of the month, we can report on test rates from that well in Morocco. So a lot of activity. We're running 5 rigs at the moment, but a lot more to come. So we hope the next quarter will be as robust and lucrative as this current quarter.
Yeah, and I would say check out that presentation. You can see that at the website there, sdxenergy.com, and it's on page 31. I've just looked at it right now, so I'm not going to spoil the surprise. Let people go there, check it out. Paul, before you go, give us 3 quick reasons why someone, if they're listening to this now, like the story but not following it, give them 3 quick reasons why they should hit that follow button and add you to their watch list, please.
Okay, thanks. So I think 3, we're delivering on our plans: production growth, exploration success, and cash generation. 2, we have an active work program in 2018, so lots of catalysts for investors as we move forward. I guess we said we're up to running 5 rigs. And then I think 3 is we're in excellent financial shape. $43 million of working cap, $29 million of cash, and no debt. So everything we've discussed, we can do. It's within our means, and we're not going to the market for any additional capital.
Marvelous stuff. Paul, good to chat to you. Hopefully we'll chat again in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Okay, thanks for having me on.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Paul Angelatos, Senior Vice President and General Manager of Fleet at Sea Machines. That's S-E-E ticker. Paul, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thanks, Justin. Good to be on your program again.
Yeah, well, you've had an R&S up, quite a significant one, but your Australian distributor expanding, your Guardian commitment. We'll go into the details of that in a bit. Before we do, as always, Paul, give us a brief summary as to what Sea Machines is all about, please.
Yeah, for your listeners who may not be familiar with Sea Machines, we're a technology company that has developed proprietary technology for monitoring drivers and operators of all sorts of equipment. Mm-hmm. We're primarily working in transport sectors, and my specific part of the business is looking at road transport or fleet. Our products are keeping drivers all around the globe safe every day. We're protecting drivers from the effects of fatigue and distraction. We wake drivers up as they start to doze off. We alert drivers when they're getting distracted, and we're able to provide some terrific data back to the owners of these fleet companies to let them know how their drivers are performing and help them in that whole education process of keeping people safe on the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the momentum, what would you say the current momentum levels are at Sea Machines? How is business going?
It's been a fantastic year for Sea Machines. We've still got another 6 weeks of this current financial year. But as many of your listeners would know, we've recently been awarded another automotive program with a premium German OEM. That, I think, is now our third OEM that we're working with, and that's putting our technology into passenger vehicles. Our fleet businesses continue to build momentum globally, and I'll talk about some of the work we're doing there with distributors. But what's really, really exciting for us is that the work we've been doing with your typical logistics type carriers is now expanding into many of the public transport sectors, trams and buses, for instance. So that's really a real growth area for us. Mm-hmm. Locally here in Australia, we've just relocated our facility into one campus in Canberra. So we have the majority of our Australian people now are all working in one location. We've got a very big new complex with high-tech labs, all our engineers working together collaboratively in one area. So it's a really exciting time to be in the company.
Yeah, absolutely. And, well, let's go into this bit of news. So Connect Source, which is one of your distributors, has just committed to 2,500 units of Guardian. Tell me a bit more about that, if you could, Paul.
Yeah, happy to. So I think when we last spoke, you asked me a question about our strategy of scaling the business. So key to that was bringing on more distributors to, again, give us greater penetration into markets, but also to allow us to support customers on a wider scale. Connect Source is a relatively new distributor for us. They've been with us now just over 12 months, but even in that short period of time, they've really taken some huge leaps forward. And in this last week, they've agreed to a deal with us to take another 2,500 units over the next 12 months, which will really see them as one of the the premier distributors for us in Southeast Asia. So it's really exciting news for us.
Yeah. So talk more about generation two of Guardio. What does it mean for the company and customers and your distributors, etc.?
Yeah, this has been something that I know a lot of your listeners have been wanting to hear more about. We're now deep into the mass production of that new product. We're actually now shipping units to customers and distributors. And what this product will do is the biggest feature of this is it allows us to bring the latest automotive technology into the product so that our fleet and road transport users are going to experience the same high level of technology that our automotive customers are getting to experience. And that's a really key thing for us. The distributors that work with us are all gathering here in Australia in the next 2 weeks. We've got about 9 or 10 distributors around the globe that are all coming here to Australia to learn more about this product, to learn how they can better support their customers, learn from our experience and help and have us help them scale their businesses. So it's a really exciting time for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, if someone is listening to this right now and likes the sound of Seeing Machines but are not yet following the story, could you give them 3 quick reasons why they should hit that follow button and add you to their watch list, please?
Well, I think all your listeners that are involved or follow tech companies understand that computer vision and machine learning, artificial intelligence are really hot items at the moment. So we're quickly becoming a world leader, certainly a world leader in computer vision, but we're also quickly becoming, an expert organization in machine learning and artificial intelligence. The driver monitoring business is also really starting to grow globally. Many of the major OEMs and automotive manufacturers will be mandating or will have it mandated to use driver monitoring from 2020 onwards. And Seeing Machines continues to be a world leader in technology, and we're really focused on enhancing the safety of operators and drivers in a whole variety of transport verticals. So, we're working with household names like Emirates, General Motors, Caterpillar. It's everything we do every day is keeping operators and drivers safe. So I'd encourage your listeners to follow us.
Marvellous stuff. Paul, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up again in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks, Justin. It was a pleasure.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Michael Masterman, Chairman of W Resources. That's WRES. Michael, thank you for joining me.
Justin, great to be on.
Yeah, and you've Vox. Got a... Yes, well, it's nice to have you on again, Michael. It seems like only a short time ago you were on, but that's because you're very busy and you've got lots of things going on. But it's nice to see you've summarised your busyness and your business there in a new corporate presentation, and it's very nice to read because it brings out all the relevant figures and the highlights, all the important bits. And we'll get into the highlights of that in a bit. For people listening, Michael, not familiar with W Resources, could you explain or summarise the business, please?
So W Resources is listed on the AIM. WRES is the code. We're focused on tungsten in Spain and Portugal. Our flagship asset is the La Perla tungsten mine in southwestern Spain. That is fully funded and under development. And we have a very exciting new mine, Régua, in northern Portugal, that's also moving very quickly behind La Perla.
Marvellous stuff. Well, for people, obviously they've heard of tungsten, but explain, what is tungsten used for and what is the market like for tungsten at the moment?
Okay, so tungsten's the world's hardest metal with the highest boiling point. It's a critical metal in all sorts of commercial and industrial applications. If you've got an iPhone, when your iPhone vibrates, and that's because it's got a little block of tungsten in it. More importantly and more globally, it's used very heavily in the automobile and transport sector, so cars, trucks and planes. it's used in heavily in construction. So where you've got booms in all these major global cities around the world, there's tungsten in the excavators, tungsten in the cutting tools, and it's also used fairly extensively in defence, oil and gas, and in mining.
Excellent. And the market for tungsten at the moment, what's it like?
The market's actually very tight in terms of, you know, you've got high demand, tight supply. China's the major producer. There's a big crackdown in terms of environmental compliance in China, which is pulling back a lot of Chinese production. That's reverberating into the main, you know, high-tech global markets in Europe and the United States, and we're seeing very, very strong market conditions for tungsten. Yeah. Beginning of 2017, we're at around about $170 per MTU, and MTU is 10 kilograms. We're now up at $340 per MTU. And all the fundamentals around the tungsten market and its supply and demand conditions are very strong. It's a great time to be bringing new tungsten mine capacity into the market.
Yeah, okay, excellent stuff. Well, let's talk about when you are going to be bringing that into the market. So I know you said that La Perla there is your flagship mine. It's funded by BlackRock, that is ready to go. When is production starting? How much are you looking to produce? And what's the, you know, the ramp up? And hopefully, what's the end product and how much are you hoping to produce?
Okay. Well, I was actually down at the mine over the last week, and also in Seville, where a lot of the engineers are busily working away. You can imagine at the mine at the moment, so we've got, we're doing the civil works, we're doing the concrete pours, there's a lot of preparation for the steel work going on. So there's a whole lot of momentum that's building up for the construction of La Perla T2. T2 is 2 million tonnes of mine feed or ROM, producing 2,700 tonnes per annum of tungsten concentrate. We're on schedule to complete construction of the project for the first quarter of 2019 and start the ramp up to that 2,700 tonnes per annum from the first quarter next year.
Excellent stuff. And so for people obviously not aware of how much that will generate, so what are you looking to generate here cash-wise from that mine then?
Okay, so just to put it in context, 2,700 tonnes of tungsten concentrate at current prices is probably around about $50 to $60 million a year in revenue. Those prices are a lot higher than the feasibility study numbers we used to justify the project, so that's good. We're looking at the feasibility numbers at generating $20 million a year of earnings cash flow from the T2 operation, and that expands to $40 million a year from the expansion to 3.5 million tonnes of ROM.
Excellent stuff. And then obviously that cash flow will help you develop your other projects, I assume.
Yeah, look, if you want to put it in context, I mean, we've got a market cap of 25 million pounds. We are going to successfully execute the construction and development of La Perla. And, you know, we're going to translate that into, you know, very significant earnings, almost as much as our market capitalization over the next 2 years. So, you know, there's a lot of momentum, but also going into 2019, a lot of earnings momentum to drive the company forward.
Mm-hmm. Marvellous stuff. Okay, well, in summary, Michael, someone's listening to this and likes the sound of it and not following your story, though. Give them those three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add you to their watch list, please.
Okay. Well, number one, La Perla, our flagship mine, is funded. It's under development and it's going to generate significant earnings in 2019. Two, we have a portfolio of other tungsten projects, including Regua in northern Portugal, that are development ready and will allow us to grow both production and profitability. And three, we've got some very exciting tungsten, copper and gold exploration projects which we're drilling in Portugal literally as we speak that are going to provide some further upside for shareholders. I might say, Justin, just before closing, look at the latest TPI, Turner Pope Research. Mm-hmm. Very good report from Phil Svinton, an ex-Anglo top research analyst, and look at our investor presentation. Great background on where we've come from and where we're going.
Excellent stuff. Marvellous. And like I say, a lot going on there, Michael. So no doubt we'll be chatting again in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Okay. Thanks, Justin. Bye.
Okay, it's time for the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours. They are as follows. At five, Catenay Innovation. Easy for me to say. CTEA. Used to be Milestone Group. At four, Bezant Resources, BZT. I wrote a blog on those. Have a read of it. It's worth reading, honestly. Massive resource in the copper area, which I like. I like copper. Very good profile over the next few years. And this tiny market cap with a massive, massive resource. It's in the Philippines, so it hasn't, you know, it's not risk-free because the current president has been cracking down on the mining operations out there, but mainly nickel. But and also open pit. This is not open pit underground mine, so you know, it should be okay. But it's a tiny microcap. It's risky, of course it is, but a massive resource, a world-class resource, and companies are going to be looking for copper projects going forward in the next few years. At three, another company I've written a blog on, Cora Gold, C-O-R-A. Another company I think has potential. Do your own research. This is not investment advice, but check out the shareholders. Check out the initial two drilling programs they've had. Very good discoveries in gold, and obviously a very early stage of exploration, but also having good resources, very successful producer, went from explorer to producer at the end of last year. Also own about 0.85% of the company, just down the road as well. So, that would help the economics of Cora's mine if they go to develop a mine. At two, Active Energy, AEG Group. Nice RNS out today. And at one, it's Motif Bio, MTFB. Looking to raise funds, I think, about 10 million, I think, off the top of my head. Okay, top five most liked RNSs are as follows. At five, Hurricane Energy, operational update. At four, Starcom, STAR, launch of Watchlock Cube. At three, Active Energy Group, AEG, forestry management agreement in Alberta, Canada. At two, Talao Energy, corporate presentation. And at one, I had Paul on the podcast earlier, STX Energy, Q1 2008, financial and operating results. That's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening. Muchos apreciados.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hear the intriguing stories behind some of the world's best love songs in the FT's Life of a Song podcast. From soul to funk, to punk to jazz, discover how classic songs like Smells Like Teen Spirit, Yesterday, and Stairway to Heaven were born. Search online or listen at ft.com/podcasts. Plus, don't miss the new Life of a Song book, featuring a compilation of 50 songs that have appeared in FT weekend columns. Pick up your copy from Amazon, your local bookshop, or give a gift to someone who'd enjoy this brilliant literary mixtape.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.